Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here, and welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer, bringing a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's New Testament lesson. The voice of God in the New Testament reading for this very day, from Acts 7, 44 through 53, reading from the New Century Version. The holy tent where God spoke to our ancestors is with them in the desert. God told Moses how to make the tent, and he made it like the plan God showed him. Later, Joshua led our ancestors to capture the lands with other nations. Our people went in, God forced the other people out. When our people went to this new land, they took with them the same tent they had received from their ancestors. They kept it until the time of David, who pleased God and asked God to let him build a house for him, the God of Jacob. But Solomon was the one who built the temple. But the Most High does not live in houses that people build with their hands. As the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. So do you think that you can build a house for me?" says the Lord. "Do I need a place to rest? Remember, my hand has made these things." Stephen continued speaking, "You stubborn people, you have not given your hearts to God, nor will you listen to him. You're always against what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you, just as your ancestors were. Your ancestors tried to hurt every prophet who ever lived. Those prophets said long ago that the one who is good would come, but your ancestors killed them, and now you have turned against and killed the one who was good. You received the law of Moses, which God gave you through his angels, but you haven't obeyed it. The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God." The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing the voiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review the Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Your mind is under attack. So says author Sarah Geringer in her book, Transforming Your Thought Life, today's recommended resource. Thousands of thoughts fly through our minds every day, many of them negative, and Satan knows how susceptible we are to these negative thoughts that leave us frustrated and feeling defeated. However, the time-honored practice of Christian meditation can help us find victory in these spiritual battles. The book Transforming Your Thought Life offers guided meditations and personal examples that will help you train your mind to stay grounded in God's Word. Each chapter examines a particular kind of negative thought and provides key Bible verses and prayers for standing strong against it. Day by day, as you hide God's Word in your heart and mind, you will move closer to the heart and mind of God. Transforming Your Thought Life by Sarah Geringer. Available at sarahgeringer.com. It's sarahgeringer.com. And on Amazon. Links in the show notes at voiceofgoddaily.com. Let's have a breath and have a prayer. As you heard the prayer of Isaac and Rebekah, O God, and guided them in the way of your love, so listen now to those who call upon you. Move us to praise your gracious will, for in Christ Jesus you have saved us from the deeds of death and opened for us the hidden ways of your love. We ask for this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.